You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. Blake McDonald, president of World Health, joins us. We always talk about different reasons people getting fit. Well, Blake, you're pretty fired up because there seems to be some who suggest, well, I need to get in shape before I go to the gym.
Yeah. Hey, guys. And you're right, Jason. I actually did just post a blog on this recently, and I actually read the blog, and I was like, holy smokes, I was pretty harsh on everybody. But to be honest with you, it was a little out of frustration after having met, several people who had told me just that, and sort of they gave me that they didn't want to go to the gym or they didn't want to work with a trainer until they got into better shape. And for me as a gym owner, it's very frustrating to hear that. First off, I know where the sentiment's coming from. It lies in false perceptions. As we've talked about on the show, many people who aren't in great shape or aren't happy with the way that they look have a fear of being judged. And they think that it's either, gym patrons or trainers are going to make fun of them if they don't show up or if they show up in the shape that they're currently in. But this really couldn't be further from the truth. Trainers' jobs are to actually help people like that get results. And most gym goers were in the same position themselves at some point. And so second, the plan of someone in this mind frame is to do mild activity that they've always done or that they're used to doing, but do it more frequently in order to get some sort of results that they're looking for before they fully commit. Well, there's a couple problems with this too. It doesn't work like that. Going for extra walks or running on the treadmill, well, it's not going to get you results. And in addition to more cardio, you need strength training and nutrition coaching and additional knowledge about all the other things that you need to be doing to manage your body. And secondly, we know this. 90% of people who are successful in obtaining their fitness and wellness goals take part in some form of professionally led programming at some point. So whether that's personal training, group training, classes, whatever, this is the case, plain and simple, because there's no better way to get knowledge, motivation, and accountability than working with someone whose job it is to make you successful. So at the end of the day, for the large majority of people who actually employ this sort of wait till you're in shape strategy, they actually never get started in the first place.
So what do you recommend to someone who feels this way?
Well, my recommendation is simple, guys. Get started and get started right. Don't go into this thinking you're on your own. You're not. Spend a little extra money and get the help that you need up front. Think of it like insurance. If you're going to start doing something to look and feel better, you're making an investment. You're investing your time, probably some dollars, and you're putting yourself out there. So you're investing some peace of mind that you could be dedicating to something else. By making sure that you're getting the proper help up front, you're protecting that investment. You're making sure that at the end of the day, you're not putting all this time and commitment and money into something that you're not going to get anything out of.
Now, that's an interesting way to look at it, Blake, but as an operator of a gym, listeners are saying, well, they're going to expect you to say that because you're in the business and you want someone to spend the more that they spend, the more you make.
Well, for sure, guys, and there's no denying that, but put yourself in my shoes for a second. Like, what's the alternative? And we see it all the time, by the way. Someone who joins, they run on the treadmill for 20 minutes a day for a month, and then they quit because, he or she didn't see any results. And that same person leaves, and then they think we're jerks as the gym because they feel like they've wasted their money. And what's worse is they go around and they tell everyone what jerks we are. So nobody wins in that scenario. Least of all the gym owner who now has, one person who's not happy with them as well, and they're telling everyone else about, how that just doesn't work. So no one wins.
Now, as far as that goes, what about you can help people if they understand what they get by working with a fitness professional? Like, what are they getting for their money? Just a program?
Well, no, not just a program for sure. It's so much more than that. And that's really, that's really the key point here. That's what people need to understand, whether it's a complimentary group fitness class that's included in your membership or one-on-one training session that you're paying for. Fitness professionals that lead things like this can provide you with so much more than just a program. They provide education, how to exercise, concepts for proper nutrition, and they can provide, they can stress the importance of rest and other concepts that you need to have. They help you exercise with perfect form so that you can get the results you're looking for from your exercises while avoiding injury and promoting things like proper posture. They can help you with your unique requirements. So things like working around old injuries or incorporating the type of training that's most congruent with the results that you're looking for. They help set realistic goals. So like everyone wants to achieve their goals straight away, but they're not always achievable. And if you don't hit them, then you might get discouraged and quit. They can help you with specific goals, such as training for an event like a half marathon or something. They hold you accountable. If you've made an appointment to meet a trainer or if you've booked in for a class, then you're far more likely to still go than if you're just telling yourself to go to the gym on your own. They help maximize the results by making your time in the gym efficient. And they can sort of act as an unofficial therapist. So trainers and instructors are there to help you with your fitness goals. And yes, they're there to help you with your training, but they're also there to help you improve your well-being. So they care how stressed out you are, and they care if you're unhappy in a relationship because that affects your training and your diet. They can help you form good habits. Having a personal trainer is kind of like having that angel on your shoulder, encouraging you in the right direction and having to fight off all the temptations coming from the other guy on the other shoulder. And finally, they can challenge you. Ultimately, it's their job to continue to have you progress. And so they're always going to be pushing you for better results. So much more than just a program. And they really are someone's best path to success.
Blake, before I let you go, you mentioned being a therapist. So what about a guy who's a former athlete who just finished his first ever golf tournament and it did not go as well as he would have liked? Any advice?
Yeah, there are professionals to help him with that, right? They're called golf pros, and they charge by the hour. I know there's a couple of good guys at the Glendale where Struds plays, and he really should look into that.
Well, but see, I don't know if it was that, because I already made the two excuses built in. The shoes issue, I rolled the wrong shoes, and also it was too hot, so I think my swing is just like an unfinished symphony. You just have to, just dial it in a little more.
It sounds like you got it figured out, buddy.
Do you think there's ever a chance that maybe my chest is too big? Would that interfere with my swing?
That could be a okay. Huge problem for you. Yeah.
Get that measured. Like two pillows.
A concave chest is going to hurt you in golf? Wow, that's a new one, Blake. I'm sorry. I don't buy that for a moment, okay?
Looks like a speed bump on my chest.
Yeah, man boobs. That's what they call that. Man boobs. Blake, appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Have a good afternoon.
Yeah, Blake McDonald from World Health.